This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Answers, and this isn't a comprehensive account of the 2016 race. I want to pull back the curtain on an experience that was exhilarating, joyful, humbling, infuriating, and just plain baffling. This is not okay, I thought. It was the second presidential debate, and no matter where I walked, he followed me closely, staring at me, making faces. It was incredibly uncomfortable. He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled. It was one of those moments where you wish you could hit pause and ask everyone watching, well, what would you do?
Welcome, everybody. That was Hillary Clinton describing in her book what happened. This is what happened. The problem is Hillary's a liar. It didn't happen. She's the creeper. We looked at the film of that, and it was amazing to me to see. I mean, Hillary Clinton must believe that people don't, you know, pay attention to stuff, that they just dismiss it. What happened in the, if you see the video, Trump has just finished answering a question, then they ask a question. Hillary Clinton comes over on the Trump side of the dais, whatever they call it, the stage, and she comes over and talks in front of Trump the entire time, and Trump stands in one place. And to hear her describe it, he was breathing down my neck. I could hardly handle it. It was like, ooh! And you think to yourself, what a slimy woman to even intimate something like that. She's got the slimiest husband on the planet. And Bill Clinton. Look, I don't need to take you through all the allegations against Bill Clinton. You know what they are, and if you're smart, you believe them. I can practically guarantee you, if you are an intelligent human being, you would never let Bill Clinton spend time alone with your wife, your teenage daughter, good friends, nothing. Bill Clinton is that guy who would date rape you in a second and then try to smooth it over, tell people you're lying, you're delusional, you name it. And I wouldn't even put it beyond him that he wouldn't try to do that to me, because I'm pretty cute. But, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous to me that Hillary Clinton now wants to rewrite this book and make it appear as though Donald Trump's the lecherous dude. The other thing that I find odd is that Hillary Clinton can't sell this book without Trump. And that is, you know, look, it was a race against Donald Trump. So it's a book, what happened when I lost to Trump. She could talk about the inside workings of her campaign. She could, for the most part, leave Donald Trump out of it. And outside of, I ran against him, but here's what happened. We thought we were going to win Philly, I mean Pennsylvania. I swung back and went to Wisconsin because we thought of this or that, yada, yada, yada. Nothing. What she's doing is she has to rely on trying to, you know, stir up something that involves Trump in order to sell this book. So that's the other thing I find odd. And then, what about Creepy Joe Biden? We did a post on Creepy Joe Biden. If you take the pictures of Joe Biden massaging women's, you know, neck area, if you don't come away going, this dude is weird, I'm going to find you weird. Joe Biden scares women. I mean, you have to go, just Google Joe Biden creepy or Joe Biden, you know, sexual harassment on our site, and it'll probably come up. We probably wrote two or three articles on it, because once you get the picture, somebody did a montage, and I went, ooh, that's creepy, because it was super creepy. Unbelievable, man. And Hillary Clinton, look, let's look at the men on the left. These are the people that own strip clubs. These are the people that have the casting couch in Hollywood. These are the people that sex traffic. These are the, I mean, I could go on and on about leftists and their treatment of women, their abuse of children, their abuse of human beings in general, man, woman, or child, when it comes to satisfying their own self-indulgent needs. And Hillary Clinton wants you to believe Donald Trump is creepy. If Donald Trump wants to be creepy, he's got the budget for it. Donald Trump is, look, I'm not going to sell you on Trump and the creep factor. Donald Trump, before he was ever president of the United States or wanting to run for the president of the United States, Hillary Clinton stood by him, wanted his money, wanted his fame, wanted to be in his spotlight the entire time she was in the public eye. So the notion that he's suddenly creepy and she wants to sell her book that way will backfire. It's unbelievable to me that she would have the gall to even bring this up. Typical of these leftists, these socialists. Speaking of which, there was a poll of socialists. And it was interesting, the numbers that came out of it. I don't have any other detail other than the numbers. I don't know who did it, why they did it, etc. But I have the numbers. And here they are. 61% of the socialists who were polled live with their parents. 48% of the socialists who were polled were unemployed. 14% of the socialists polled support free speech. 46% of socialists polled support riots. So let's look at these numbers. 61% live with their parents. So 48% of them are unemployed. You can pretty much predict those are the ones that live with their parents. But a worst scenario is 13% of those who are employed live with their parents. You get it? Because that's the math. 14% of them believe in free speech, which means 86% of them don't even believe in the First Amendment. How many of them do you think don't believe in the Second Amendment? Here's the next tidbit. 46% support riots, not marching, not protesting, peaceful protests. 46% support rioting. Now, these are people that are, I would say for the most part, but almost for the most part, are unemployed, don't believe in free speech, but believe in rioting, and 61% of whom live with their parents. They're going to bring whatever situation comes back home. Mom and Dad, can you bail me out of jail? Mom and Dad, I'm going to court for beating up somebody or whatever. This is incredible. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Chappelle Nadal's back in the news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Y'all want to hear something funny? Yeah, on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, I'm about to tell you a story that you will not believe, and it is a story of oppression. That's right. I want you to picture this. A young black girl growing up, I don't know, not in the deep antebellum South, but no, growing up in the city. And she's a pretty girl. Okay, she's a gorgeous girl, but she has a problem. She's half black. That's right. Dun, 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 dun. The plot thickened, or some might say the plot blackened, like a Cajun. Put a little special sauce on it. And what's that guy? There used to be that cook, that Cajun cook. Yeah, it's all right, right there, right there. Uh-huh. Anyway, the plot thickens. Hollywood beauty. Actress Halle Berry crying, racism. Don't make me go get all Jim Clark on you. What it must be like to be gorgeous and hated. Oh, well, I could tell you some stories. Unbelievable. Halle Berry, baby. Halle Berry wants you to believe that she is the product of racism. The award, Academy Award winning actress, says she knows racism. This is a story in People magazine. Sitting down for the Jess Cagle interview with People's editor-in-chief to talk about her latest film, Kidnap, an action-packed thriller about a mother's mission to save a child snatched before her eyes. The Oscar winner, 50, opened up about what it was like growing up biracial in an all-white school. Although she and her sister spent their earliest years in Cleveland's inner city, her mother moved them out of the suburbs after observing the conditions in the schools. She was so horrified by what she saw at the school, the violence, and all of a sudden it hit her. So she moved us out of that neighborhood. And while we got taken out of the imminent danger, we also got taken out of what was normal for us. And now all of a sudden, we were in an all-white school with all-white kids, like 3 out of 2,700 students, Berry explains. The actress says she was bullied because of the color of my skin. That's what she wrote, big quotes, because of the color of my skin. Now, I'm going to tell you something, people. I do not doubt for one second that Halle Berry took some grief growing up. But let me explain also, so did all the kids. Even the good-looking kids catch grief. Oh, check out Kerr, man. Oh, Mr. Handsome. Yeah, Mr. Gets All the Girls. I mean, it doesn't matter what your deal is. Oh, look at Susan. Miss always dates the hot guys. Look at Kev. Well, I won't tell you what mine was. Let's just say the boys were jealous of me in the locker room. No, I'm kidding. Well, they were. Anyway, my producers are rolling their eyes like, oh, gosh. No peeking, fellas. Anyway, look, all kids get ribbed in something. Some more than others. If you got a Lelouch eye, you know, one of those eyes that looks in a different direction, people will call you cross-eyes. Wait, did you ever call a kid cross-eyes? Be honest. I don't even know if they use that term anymore. When I was growing up, if a kid was cross-eyed, you know, they had an eye that went a different direction, we called them cross-eyed. If he had thick glasses, we called them coke glasses. What's up, coke glasses? We took whatever it was your issue, and it became an issue. And you know what I think it was? It was to say, look, we accept you even with your big old ugly feet, bunion feet, whatever, flat chest, big mouth, big lips, big ears, whatever you see, you tend to do that. And you know what it is? It's an endearing thing. I honestly, until somebody feels comfortable enough to do that, you're not even part of the set. But Halle, what would you say about Halle? I dated a girl that looked just like Halle Berry. Y'all don't think I'm lying. And she came home one time and she said to me, she says, yeah, this girl got mad at me today, babe. I said, what for? She says, just because she's mad because I'm pretty. This girl hated her beauty. She really did. She didn't hate her beauty. She hated people fixating on it. So she said, she says, the girl got mad at me. And she says, the diss she put on my girlfriend at the time was, well, you got a head shaped like a bus. And my girlfriend cracked up laughing because that was the only thing that she could find to be mad, you know, to like criticize her. And so, look, by the way, she was biracial as well. You really, Halle Berry, I grew up and I moved from, did you catch the irony? She moved from a dangerous school in Cleveland that her mother recognized the neighborhood was going to be too bad, didn't want her girls growing up there. Moved her from that school in that district, that location, to the suburbs where there were 3 blacks in a 2,500 population school. And Halle Berry caught grief about it. Why? Because she's beautiful? I'm willing to bet you this. Halle Berry got far more good attention than she got bad attention. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Halle Berry was ever ugly. You know how people have that ugly phase? Even as a newborn, that girl was pretty. She didn't even have that awkward period where her missing teeth made her look stupid. She skipped right past that that time of life that ordinary mortals face. And she went right from cute to gorgeous. Teen heartthrob to knock down gorgeous Hollywood beauty. The envy of all the women in Hollywood. And now she's, I'm oppressed. I don't get these Hollywood weirdos, man, who they want to jump on the racism bandwagon rather because they think that it's some, you know, rite of passage. I was abused. I'm thinking of Halle Berry's problem is twofold. First, she can't keep up with her kids because she made that movie Finding Isaiah or Losing Isaiah or something. Losing Isaiah. And she played a crackhead who loses her child. Remember that? Did y'all see that movie? You probably didn't. Her name, she played Kayla Richards, a crack-addicted single mother who accidentally leaves her baby in a dumpster while high and returns the next day to find he's missing now, and he's been adopted by a warm-hearted social worker. Anyway, and her husband is David Strayhorn. You remember him? She fights for custody. And then in her latest film, it's called Kidnap. She plays a mother who will stop at nothing to rescue her kidnapped son. This woman can't even keep up with Terrence. That's a problem. And when it comes to men, her real life is worse than the movies. Barry can't keep a dude. She just recently divorced Olivier Martinez, good-looking dude. And they have a baby together. And then, prior to that, she was married to R&B crooner Eric Benet, good-looking guy. Prior to that, she was married to David Justice, a New York Yankee slugger. I mean, and her exes don't feel too fondly about her. I mean, think about it this way. You're a dude and you marry Halle Berry, and then you leave her. What kind of crazy did these guys go through? That's my question. Wow.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I was thinking a funny idea of what revisionist would have to change, and it came because somebody on Twitter actually discussed the Cotton Bowl and said, you know, we got to cancel the Cotton Bowl for obvious reasons. You know, you can't have black people here and talk of the Cotton Bowl played between usually the Texas Longhorns and the winner of that conference or whomever, right? The Cotton Bowl, it's a tradition, a football tradition. I believe it's played on New Year's Day. Black people have been, I mean, I lived in Dallas. Who knew I was that close to destruction? The Cotton Bowl. You know, I want it done. I want it renamed. Jaquan Bowl or something that doesn't scare black people. I don't know, like crime in our streets or black on black crime or, I don't know, bad schools. Teenage pregnancy, going to prison, you know, just something that will not make us fearful. What I want to talk about this hour, all jokes aside, is this breaking news. There was a breaking news story. It happened about, I don't know, a couple of days ago. CNN was talking about it. It was a smoking gun. It's still barely being discussed. Smoking gun on Russiagate. And in case you've been wondering what's happened on Russiagate, because I certainly have, I want to take this opportunity to update you. Absolutely nothing's happened. In what should have been an embarrassment to fake news CNN, they reported that congressional investigators have found an email from a top Trump campaign aide that referenced, get this, an attempt last year to connect officials with Russian President Vladimir Putin. So somebody from the camp, the Trump camp, as he was running for president, reached out to Vladimir Putin's team in order to orchestrate a meeting. And I love the way they put this. Congressional investigators have unearthed an email from a top aide that referenced a previously unreported effort to arrange a meeting last year between Trump campaign officials and Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to sources, get this, with direct knowledge of the matter. I want to read that again just so you can understand how well sourced this is and how much we need to be on alert, because this is a big story. CNN, and I'm going to let you hear the clip. I want you to hear this clip. In fact, let's play the clip because I think it will pay into or play into. You see, it was pay to play. That's how you get on this station. Anyway, it'll play into what I'm trying to explain. But listen to CNN report this.
Breaking news, a CNN exclusive. A revealing email from a top aide to President Trump under new scrutiny tonight by congressional investigators. The email detailed an effort to arrange a meeting between top Trump officials and Russian President Vladimir Putin during the campaign. Multiple sources say that the email was sent from Rick Dearborn, who is now Trump's deputy chief of staff. CNN has learned that the email was sent around the time of the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and then campaign chairman Paul Manafort, and Russians offering damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Dearborn was a top campaign aide at the time. Manu Raju and our team broke this story, and he is with us out front tonight. So, Manu, what details are you learning about this email?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. Congressional investigators have unearthed this email from this top Trump aide that references previously unreported effort to arrange a meeting last year between Trump officials and Vladimir Putin. And this is according to sources with direct knowledge of the matter. Now, the aide, Rick Dearborn, the president's deputy chief of staff and former chief of staff to Jeff Sessions, is a senator, sent this brief email to campaign officials last year relaying information about an individual who was seeking to connect top Trump officials with Putin. Now, the person in this email was only identified as being from, quote, WV, which one source told me was a reference to West Virginia. Now, it's unclear who this West Virginia individual is, what he or she may have been seeking, and whether Dearborn even acted on this request.
So just so we're clear, everybody, welcome back, Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Dearborn, who's the aide, they don't know if he did anything, first of all. Somebody named WV says, I can get a meeting set between the presidential campaign and Putin. And I love how they tried to tie it to, it was around the time that Donald Trump Jr. met with the, you know, the Russian attorney, blah, blah, blah. The person was only identified as being from, quote, WV, which one source says was a reference to West Virginia. Okay. And what's that got to do with anything? It isn't like it's a reference to Moscow. Moscow vodka. Oh, no. What would it be? Vodka WV? Is it? No, it's not WV, is it? Yeah, WV. No, something vodka. See, I'm dyslexic. Turn the M, the W upside down. This is this story, quite frankly, is such a joke. I cannot believe that CNN would dare. And they let in breaking news. We've unearthed. We've got the smoking gun. Holy cow. What are we going to look at this? Yeah. The campaign may have actually wanted to speak to a world leader. Wow. Who knew? That Donald Trump. How dare he want to be president of the United States and speak to a world leader? And that I love the nice touch of implying that it was around the time of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting. Yeah. And they put in that little piece. They were trying to obtain bad information on Hillary Clinton. Damaging information. Unbelievable. When did reaching out to world leaders become a conspiracy? Now, I'm going to tell you, deal as a spoiler alert, I'm going to solve this breaking news story and make you understand that it's nothing, and it will take me no time. But I got to develop this a little bit. So Hillary Clinton reached out to other foreign leaders, or they certainly reached out to her. Remember during the debate, when Hillary Clinton said, I'm already receiving messages from leaders. I'm having foreign leaders ask if they can endorse me to stop Donald Trump. Say, no, I mean, this is up to Americans. Thank you very much. I get what you're saying. That's what she said. She's receiving messages from leaders. They want to endorse her to stop Trump. She says, no, it's up to the American public. But I appreciate what you're saying. Then Jake Tapper says, so you're not going to tell us who it is? Clinton says, well, some have done it publicly, like the Italian prime minister, for example. Tapper says, how about the ones who've done it privately? And Clinton says, no, we're holding that in reserve, too. That's what she said. That's the actual transcript. Now, what was Clinton holding in reserve? I don't know. The real scandal, though, is that the left continues this foolish snipe hunt of Trump and any ties to Russia. And the notion that CNN would even present an email asking for a potential meeting with Putin as evidence of some broader conspiracy is quite frankly ridiculous. Consider that if Trump was working with the Russians and he wanted to destroy Hillary Clinton, why would they need to ask for a meeting with Putin? Think about it. One would think that collusion implies that people might regularly meet in order to launch their evil plans. But the left are too stupid, folks, to even realize that with every new, quote, smoking gun, they only reinforce the fact that Donald Trump has no ties to Russia. It's amazing. Their breaking news remains fraught with doubt, even. The unknown WV. What is that? You know, the unknown source for this, the unknown source for that. We heard it from a reliable this. No, look, they got to understand by now that we get it. The media's got to deliver more, not less. They must be able to tell us the source. I mean, I want to do it like an investigator. I want to look at link to link to link. That's how we've uncovered a lot of their fake news sources. If you go back two links, you find out they haven't verified anything. Who is the unknown WV? Nobody knows. They don't know. It doesn't exist. And despite saying otherwise, the left will never tell the truth. Not about conservatives. Not about what they're up to. They won't tell the truth about Trump. They won't tell the truth about the Tea Party. They won't tell the truth about Republicans. They flatly won't. These are people that don't care. They're willing to throw their futures, their children under the bus in order to suit their own, you know, these crazy needs of theirs. There's nothing to this story. And every time I look it over and go through it, I really am embarrassed that for CNN that they would try to pull something like that. It truly is ridiculous. Anyway, I don't even know what else to say about it. We come back, I want to talk about polling of socialists.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you feeling guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves, and that's totally racist, and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy.
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offer is for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims do not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
I love that spot. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, it looks like, about Maria Chappelle Nadal and, of course, her wanting to assassinate the president. And somebody argued with me, Kevin, her actually saying she wants someone to assassinate the president isn't exactly her saying she would assassinate the president. And I go, really? So, if you said something like, man, I wish somebody would kill that sucker, you're trying to tell me you wouldn't do it? So you're such a pansy that you say something, but you don't want to be able to carry it out yourself. You know, look, you can call it splitting hairs or whatever, but the fact of the matter is, if you want to see the president dead and you have the means, you would probably carry it out. You may carry it out. How do we know? How would the Secret Service know? So Nadal, who is a state senator, and I said this on the program the other day, there's nothing new here, folks, but she would have opportunity. She might be at some official Missouri luncheon or dinner with the president. How many times do they come up and shake hands and whatever else? She could take a dinner knife or a dinner fork and pop. I see, right now, I'll be honest with you, I see Donald Trump in these different venues, and I have to believe that the Secret Service has done its job because people are right there with him. They could do him harm. They have to vet you. They have to know you are of sane, you know, sound mind and body. And you don't wish this man. Look, I never would have been at an event with Barack Obama because if they had invited me, I wouldn't have gone. But if I had gone, I can guarantee you, if I got within distance of him, I wouldn't want him to hurt him. You know, I would just go, God, man, I don't get you. But that would be it. I would be like, you know, look, Mr. President, I would be respectful. Mr. President, I don't understand some of the moves you're making. I don't understand these policies. What is your problem with helping the country? I mean, look, I know a lot of people, and maybe people differ with me, but I wouldn't want to see harm come to Barack Obama. I never wanted to see harm come to him outside of impeach him for treason, things like that. But I wouldn't even care if he went to jail. Just get rid of him. He's anti-American. But there are people that want, and I'm talking, look, I'm not going to say there aren't people that wouldn't have done Barack Obama harm. That would be naive. But most of these folks were not sitting legislators. I mean, there are people that take pride on the Democrat side and saying how much harm they want for Trump. And we talked about it with Kathy Griffin and George Lopez and many others. And I'll be honest with you, I think the majority of these people don't even have a clue. That if you said to them, why do you want to hurt Donald Trump? Man, his policies, what about his policies? And you narrow it down. They couldn't come up with a single good reason, a sound reason to do it. They want to be mad. They hate him for no reason, but it's one thing to hate him, but to say, I want to do him harm. Now, I've got a history of people telling, I hate you, I would hurt you, I want to kill you, I want to beat you up. Good luck with that. But my question is, why? If we were hanging, if I were to meet the average black dude or chick that were to sends me, you know, like a nasty gram, which I get them all the time, fewer than I used to, and we were to meet in non-political circumstances, these people would be, yo, Kev, man, you, man, I heard you talking. Can you help me with my investments? Or can you, man, you can you help me write my resume? Or they would be asking me a host of things. Help, help, help. You, look, man, I, Kevin, do you know somebody who could do this or that? Yeah, man, let me see what I can hook it up. But get on to politics, and they want to kill me. It's crazy. Anyway, Chappelle Nadal, this is what gets me. It wasn't enough that she wants to see Trump assassinated. A group that backs her, they call them allies of hers, they want her to keep her seat after she said she wanted Trump assassinated, and they set up a website and want people to donate to help Maria Chappelle Nadal keep her seat, keep her Senate seat in the Missouri State Legislature. So Fox asked questions about the request for donations because the fundraising link had disappeared from the site. And despite Chappelle Nadal being under fire, she still doesn't get it. And the reason why I say that is I want to read you what she said when she was asked about this fundraising site. So they asked her about it, and her comment was this. An enthusiastic supporter started a website, www.istandwithmaria.com, to collect signatures in support of me staying in the Missouri Senate. They added a link to my Senate Act Blue, which is public. The page is a nice gesture and show of support. Now, as I told you, Chappelle Nadal doesn't get it, and let me explain why. She shouldn't have even recognized this as, and I think the way she said a show of support is a nice gesture, a good gesture, whatever, and a show of support. And she appreciates the gesture. And all I could think was, seriously, if you've learned anything, you would understand that you got to chastise people trying to fundraise on your behalf of an idiotic comment as opposed to appreciating them. She should have said, although I understand there are people who support my statement of wanting to kill President Trump, as I have stated, I was wrong. Any gestures supporting that effort are equally wrong, and thus I cannot support them in any way. That's what she should have said. I mean, she's a potential assassin. And she blames it on an enthusiastic supporter. I don't even believe that. I believe Chappelle Nadal probably got to, look, here's the way I could save my job. If y'all will start a website, I'll pretend that I don't know about it, and then we'll put that up. That's what she did. Because let me tell you, Missouri slammed her. They body slammed her. The lieutenant governor, Michael Parson, as well as the governor, jumped her. We need a special session to get rid of her. They said that her comments were unacceptable and unbefitting conduct of a Missouri state senator. Condemnation for those remarks was swift and bipartisan, and I keep coming back to this because it's an important point. Lacey Clay and Emmanuel Cleaver, the two members of the CBC from the state of Missouri, both said Nadal needs to resign or we will throw her out of the legislature. I thought that was as telling as it comes. Anyway, like in Act 1 of her Trump assassination plot, she asked for the removal of the fundraising link. She says, I requested of my supporter to take the Act Blue tab off their website, meaning the fundraising for her. So the webmaster removed the button, but the site remained. And it asked people to sign a petition to keep her job. And what's interesting to me is what Senator Nadal said. She says, out of anger and frustration, I've said something that could not be reframed. And I'm like, reframed how? How do you reframe wanting to assassinate the president? How do you make me feel better that you're okay if I'm Secret Service?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.